Wait, before we get into it, I will be remiss. We got to show some love to my homeboy, my family, my brother Dre, PVO Dre, PVO merch, new movement, new clothing line, new concept, new idea, new lifestyle, just positive vibes only, man. Don't come around if you're not contributing to the progression, to the positivity, to the prosperity. We got black tees with the white detail. We got white tees with the black tee detail. You can go get some right now. Go cop some. I'm about to cop some. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. Sweetest Day is coming up. Somebody's birthday is coming up. Holla at your boy, my man's Dre on the gram. PVO merch. PVOMERCH. Go cop some right now. Now we can get into the episode, baby.
What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Get intimate with the mic, y'all. Your mouth is going to touch the... Yeah.
Do you spray them?
Yeah, all these get clean. I might get...
What's up, boo? One, two. <I'm> like, how you doing?
One, two, three. Mike Forrest. Tony. Tony, let me hear you.
You're... What up, though?
Where you at?
Yo, what's good?
This is,
can you hear me now?
Man, this is almost a big Tigger field down here.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Rap City,
that's
the basement.
That's a crazy perspective.
Y'all ain't nobody saying that.
Y'all hang with y'all.
We did those podcasts down here. Straight field.
That better.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 30.
Can you hear me?
Are you?
Yes.
Must be 2 30s.
Probably the oldest person.
You want age?
30, okay, the same age.
Must be. It got to be 230s.
She old, bro.
You ain't 30,
old.
30.
I'm old, old.
If you 30, I'm 30.
I just look young,
you know what Ho said. 30's the new 20.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm
you feel
still
me?
Hot
so that's why I was like, damn, you young? When you had said, like...
27?
When you said something about something.
See, I'm normally the oldest still, nigga in the room when we do that shit. Usually. Yeah, me and Wolf normally the oldest. No, me and Wolf, we 27 this year.
26. Yeah, like 26, ain't you?
Maybe all these other niggas. All right. Oh shit, I need my notes. Yeah, make sure everybody's... If you gotta move the mic while you go, move it.
Check.
One, two.
So you really know...
Turn you down, turn me down, turn you up.
Check.
CP is...
What are you doing?
Can you turn down all the background noise. But I'm also giving everybody even playing field before y'all start talking. Okay, I don't know whose voice is dominant yet.
Mine's is.
So yours is the dominant one? Three.
Weak.
And I'm gonna make sure I can hear people in my voice.
What?
Headphones.
Oh no. What? A key. A major key.
This is, sorry, but
pass me the small bottle. I'll sit it over here. You feel me?
Yeah, another little placement.
Pass it. Oh, that MacBook fan start going crazy.
Oh, my microphone. Fuck.
You back at home. Check, mic, check. Oh, wow. Is that door closed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One, two. Zach, are you on? All right, because we've been recording voices. Whew, it's a loud table. Y'all good? Y'all about to break the seal.
Classy. You need a big ice cube. Sit in the middle. That'd be kind of cute. And
it's chill, though.
Is it?
Oh, sweet. Maybach music.
Look at y'all being classy.
That's the best way to drink it straight. Yeah. I wish I had two little cubes.
Honestly, drinking straight is kind of forced on you when a nigga forget a chaser.
Oh, yes. I'm getting a Maybach tattoo.
Are you forced to drink it
this
straight?
This is the first podcast.
Because you can't be a nigga like, bro, get a chaser.
You feel me?
TG,
yeah, bro.
TG, hey, in the house.
TG the house, baby. Somebody grab. I need something to break this plastic. Because I clipped my nail yesterday.
Give me here.
Yeah, Tevin. I just want to make sure it's open so we ain't got to hear that plastic when we going.
You're making him do everything.
Wolf is our
independent.
Wolf is our free safety, man. Wolf play whatever position we need him to play that day. Well, we already established that you're the alcoholic of the team.
Are you beginning there like that?
Is that back door open? That back door open?
I'm not sure.
I know I locked it, but then Wolf left. Okay, I don't like this. Hold on. One, two. Oh, you got back up, Wolf? Fuck it. Leave the TV on with the GTA on there. Dude. Y'all fuck with the Anderson .Paak boy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I put my boy Young Mara on the way over here. Is everybody as high as they need to be?
Yep.
Want to be?
Yeah. All right.
Still going to roll up. Still going to roll up. After.
I didn't say, let me see, get that water next
season.
I didn't say roll up again.
Still gonna roll up
happy. Normally, you know, y'all got the vibe, man. We have to get y'all to the crib for the next time. Around the corner.
Yeah.
My dad cooked. So we record and we eat good and we chill out, man. Yeah. Slow motion, man. It's real slow motion. All the cameras on. All right, let's get to it.
Can I check my phone?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah,
bad.
As long as, we don't hear the phone.
Okay, bad.
That's all we need. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. I don't like this. One, two. I'm getting a lot of echo. Clean it up when you get expert. Yeah, just log y'all. Make sure y'all talking to the mic.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Are all of y'all comfortable over there?
Big gang.
What up, though? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm right here.
Yeah. Get to it.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Wow, we at it, huh? Boy, one, two, three. You ready, Zach? Here we go. All right, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 39 of the People's Choice Podcast. I am the host, as usual, the People's Choice, your favorite host, TG in the building. And right now, as you see, this is not one the People's Choice studio, nor is this the round table. Right now we are we on the east side?
Technically, yes.
Okay. That's what I said. We on the side of Woodward for sure. I'm in the building right now at the headquarters of the Hooligan. Detroit Zone, East Side Zone. Y'all have become a crowd favorite this year. Like, if not before January, like this year for sure, y'all have become a crowd favorite. I told y'all when I got here, your name / work has popped up in the group chat a few times. And me and Age is like, oh, yeah, we know them names. And everybody else is like, oh, shit, cold. We're like, hey, y'all later. We hit. But real quick, let's go around the room and figure out who's who so that the people know what's happening right here. We're going to start this way.
Okay. What's up, guys? I am Brianne. Brianne Hooligan, also known as Beyonce, Brianne White, the photographer, the creator, content developer.
It's your favorite uncle, Uncle Tay, influencer, man, photographer, businessman, entrepreneur, hustler, man, all around everything, feel me? I just go after whatever I need to get.
I hate him.
Tony Hooligan, played a leader role, community activator, artisan, craftsman, doer of big dreams, shit like that.
Doer of big dreams, shit like that.
All facts.
We're going to make it work.
All facts.
How did this happen? How did TG get the Hooligan on the People's Choice Podcast? Don't ask so many questions. It's not important. The point is, I'm here and they let us come in here and we in here. Let's get right to it. First things first, has Hooligan become like a last name for y'all?
Basically.
Definitely. Shit, first and last.
Hooligan. Literally.
What is WHLGN?
Hooligan?
Right. Yeah.
So, Hooligan is essentially an idea, but first and foremost, it's a concept that shows the duality in a word and the meaning behind that word. So, you know, hooligan, you got originally around bunches being and shit. But for us, it's kind of like we take that mentality towards our work ethic and how we approach the things that we love to do. And essentially, like, our lifestyle and our mindset at the end of the day.
Which is rambunctious.
It's a do what you want and do what you can with what you got.
Okay. And with the hooligan, how was this adopted? How did y'all come together and be like, one, we know each other, we fuck with each other. Two, everybody falls in line with what a hooligan is.
That's take it back to 09 storytelling time. Or just
we got time.
Huh?
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, nah. According to that, bad, you ain't got nowhere to be. Bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Definitely funny.
Let's make it happen.
Dang, it started low key for me with an Instagram. Me not being Instagram, Facebook post. Right. Tony posted up like, "Hey, I'm starting this group." I was like, "Dude, I want to be a part."
So y'all didn't know each other?
No, it was just Facebook. Well, we only met each other once before that. Like off Facebook.
And y'all was friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
So y'all met on Facebook or in real life?
Because
in
09. Facebook.
Yeah, because in 09, a lot of us.
Tony met on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but if we talk about 09, that's when a lot of us was meeting people on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
heavy talk. I was 2 years in. Yeah. I got on Facebook and I was 7.
Yeah, your friend is friends with somebody and you're like, yo, I might fuck with what this somebody is doing. Let me hit that ad friend.
Facts.
So 09 was a different time in social media for real. Like, it was, we were literally like social media ing.
Yeah,
in
like
09, for real. And then we lost a lot of that. And I think right now is when we're really getting back to the function of social media, right? 100%. So you really start to be like, yo, I like what they doing. Let me hit them in a DM, like a picture, let them know I fuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them, right? So if there's any way we can help each other, let's make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So in 09, he posts something. You like, yo, I want to be a part. And then
we started a group. It was 7 people.
There's no interview process. You was just like, come on.
So, it was niggas' first year at CCS. Only year, really. But like Bree said, I posted the status. We was putting together a team for a clothing line at the time. We wanted to be a streetwear brand and
hooligan.
Yeah.
So were you painting in 09?
Yeah, always. I've been painting all my life.
All your life.
Yeah.
But was painting a part of the goal for this?
The only goal at that time was let's make some clothes because that's what we were motivated by at that time. Like the brand streetwear. It was really heavy, like streetwear culture, 10D, 100, shit like that. So we wanted to be, if not like a relevant brand at that time, but we was broke college students and shit. So
I've been there before.
Really went that far.
I wasn't broke though.
I know. I was.
Yeah,
broke.
Yeah. You know.
You wasn't a broke college.
No,
student?
I was. I came in doing business for the hooligans, and I became a photographer. But I was getting money.
Oh shit!
Stunting on niggas always.
Excuse the hell out of me. And you the only nigga in here with a glass, like a wine glass. Yes.
Yeah, Bria hustling too.
Yeah, I see. Right? You know what I'm saying?
You see that steel bumper outside?
Nah.
What?
Nah, we got a tour.
Talking about her Jeep.
Yeah,
nah, nobody talking about no damn cars.
don't feel bad. I call my shit the Benz too, and it's American made, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So we doing clothes.
Yeah.
How long did that last?
Like one semester.
For
like,
doing clothes.
Yeah. It was a year.
She do the business, so I gotta listen to her.
Nothing.
No, but remember who was.
So everything was an idea. We had an idea for a year.
The idea was for a year.
And then that's essentially what I meant from like the hooligan was an idea.
Y'all set on an idea for a year, bro?
Because it was like, all right, we got the money.
Yeah. 10 years essentially.
After niggas got the first
right.
What's the receipt from college and shit?
The student refund.
Yeah, no.
Refund check.
We ain't getting no refund.
I ain't taking no refund check.
I ain't getting no refund.
Oh, shit. Refund check is why we wasn't broke for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I ain't getting no refund.
2 weeks later, we was back to broke.
Yeah, they told me I owed them like $10,000 and shit. So I was like.
Do you still owe?
Oh, yeah.
10,000 is nothing. You know how much I owe? Yeah. Bro.
But, it's been a long journey and shit.
How much you owe State?
I only owe Michigan State. Like $4,000.
Oh, that's a beautiful. How much you owe?
Nigga, man.
Sheesh.
I
Oh my gosh.
Sheesh. You don't even want to talk about it.
Everybody's so quiet.
Bro, because nigga, he was so in private quiet. College. I know his shit.
Everybody quiet.
I know they like, bro. Bro.
They like, but that's the thing though. We saw that. You feel me? I ain't never we from the east side, you feel me? So like I ain't never held 10,000. I ain't never remember my mama talking about us having 10,000
seemed like so much money.
You feel me? So just it was just like
my mom made $10,000 in a year. Boy, surviving.
Yeah.
Full survival mode, yeah.
It was like once I heard that shit, I was like, I ain't got it. I know my mom ain't got it. I'm gonna have to figure this shit out another way. You feel me?
$10,000 still seemed like so much money.
Well, no, not now. Not now. It's like that shit like, you feel me? Now it's like, all right, now
you know what to do to touch.
You feel me? Now I'm like, all right, I should probably start paying this shit back.
Yeah, because you can get to $10,000.
Let's make sure you don't send this to them so they be increasing the payment amount. You feel me?
After experiencing different shit in life, you get to understand like the bigger picture.
Oh, for sure.
$10,000 ain't shit.
Before we go any further, there's a member missing.
There's a couple members.
Yes. It's seven of us.
Oh, still seven?
Yeah, still seven of us.
Okay, so
we in this bitch. Really, it's a community.
Yeah.
I had the other day, Tom did a talk, and this shorty that was a photographer, she was like, how do I be a hooligan? I was like, do you love what you do? Are you passionate about it? And she was like, yes. I'm like, you a hooligan. Like, at the end of the day, you feel me? If you love what you're doing, you passionate about doing it, why the fuck you not a hooligan?
All this time, y'all ain't gave me the hooligan cosign stamp? I can't believe this.
We just
Tay, been new!
But you gotta feel me,
I walked in, Tay gave me a hug, and like, when we hugged, he shook my back. He shook my back like he was happy I grew up into a genuine young. That's crazy. That's some bullshit. How you hugging nigga in your family you ain't seen in a long time, but that's your nigga? Like, and they like, really? Bro, this nigga made me put my phone down and everything, embraced me and shit.
I felt related to you when you started giving you the backstory. Like,
how many times do niggas embrace you when they see you?
Black love, black love.
I want no regular handshake, like, what's good? Niggas like, hey, dog,
bring it in.
You feel me? One of them, you almost ain't make it hugs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah,
but that's really just kind of like the love we be pushing.
I can't believe this. It must be, it's a... Hey, listen, so who's missing? All right, before we do that, so your business / now photography?
Yeah.
And Tay, what we got?
Man.
Oh, you need a little more time.
No, good. Okay. So, I got a cleaning service.
Okay.
I do window cleaning, residential cleaning.
Residential and commercial. And detail cars.
Yeah, I do all
that.
Look
at God.
Anything cleaning, honestly. Artist management, where we do logos and anything art related.
Okay.
Photography.
I've seen you pick that up. Now you're a model now.
Been modeling.
Been
modeling.
Bro, model.
I should miss it. That.
Bro, Taby hit modeling, the timeline bro, with
listen,
the big.
TG, listen. Listen. Modeling, right? Acting. I'm
movie
an actor as well.
Out.
I just saying that.
May 10th.
See, Wolf used to having a mic. Okay, hold on.
May 10th, there's a premiere of a short film that I'm in.
May 10th, there's a premiere. Write that down, May 10th. Let's see. UFO. Let's see if I'm a hooligan come May 10th.
You feel me?
You're a hooligan.
We'll see on May 10th. We gonna find out. Ain't that like the day after Mother's Day? May 10th? The day before?
I don't even
like 2 days before.
Yeah.
I love my mama.
So you should know what Mother's Day is, my nigga.
Well, yeah, so that's me.
Every day really is Mother's Day.
Ooh, that's a cop out. That's a safe. That's
I'm
a safe
be going on no holidays.
I feel you.
Feel
and you ain't on that pagan shit. That's a safe.
Nah, I'm not all that shit. You feel me? Respectably, I just go to court, take every day, one day.
Absolutely. I feel that same shit. And my wife be on my head about it because my wife is such a scheduler. But we'll talk about the wash life later. Wash life. Y'all pay attention. Look.
So, yeah, that's, you feel me?
We took a commercial break in your job description. That's crazy. How Tay get all the job duties? How long you been a hooligan? How long you been a hooligan? Was it hooligan in 09?
Bro. Huh?
Was it hooligan in 09?
Hooligan is when the name formed. It was like a whole, the vials was there. And that's what the brand was. And then
we
dropped them, formulated ourselves.
Over time. So you were always. Bro, that's like a Wakanda stamp on the wrist. I can't believe. God damn, you knocked my shit out. So how many titles are in your job description?
Man, I just got to the point to where I understand that in entrepreneurship, it is
vital that you create multiple streams of income.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So
24 or plus.
I just anything. 24 I feel
streams?
Like,
or plus.
24 or more.
Shh. Here I am living off of 7.
Management.
24 or more. Minimum.
Here I am trying to manage 7. I'm trying to get to 7 streams. And she's talking about 24.
I ain't got to 24 yet, but I mean.
He's working on 13.
Jesus.
You feel me?
I got to go hit the drawing board.
I just try to understand what it is that I'm passionate about and I strive in it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what lane it is.
And you just make a shake.
Make a shake. Period. I'm also into videography as well.
When you pick up a camera, do you automatically slide into both lanes?
Basically, kinda, it's easy.
A little bit?
It's easy too.
It's too easy.
Okay. All right.
Now we on time?
Yeah. Because we're going to skip me because we ain't really established my hooligan job description yet. We're going to get back to me. What we got, Tony? What we got?
All right. So I'm going to give you the breakdown.
Okay, sure.
So the hooligan essentially operates as a think tank to culturally strengthen the arts community in Detroit.
Strengthen the arts community.
Exactly.
In Detroit. Okay.
So by working with the schools, the youth, and partnering with other entrepreneurs in either our fields or fields of their choosing, we just want to create a collaborative economy in Detroit where everyone works together to essentially
produce outside of art.
Using art as
mostly art people
a nucleus from what we work in.
Okay.
You feel me? Okay. So essentially you doing what you love to do
absolutely
is an art form. You feel me?
Bro, my shit is an art. You're not about to keep like Lil Bow Wow on me, dog.
Yeah, no.
My shit is an art and I'm a hooligan. Yes. I'm tired of this.
But the main thing also with the hooligans, we do like promote like entrepreneurship. And that's the one thing about the hooligan. So to be a hooligan, you have to own your own business.
Oh, I do.
So, boom. It's as simple as that.
I can't believe this.
If you want to break it down.
Y'all been holding me this whole time.
There are guidelines, essentially, because you feel me.
Should we talk about the guidelines off the record?
That's definitely
off camera.
So there's obviously core members.
Which is the 7.
And that's what I was going to say. But see, even I didn't know about the 7 because even on the flyer that y'all been retweeting and shit, it's only y'all 3 in a row.
That's
the only picture of like most people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So y'all dropping the ball on the family picture.
Well, no. So this is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So the 4 of us is kind of like almost like the face, almost like Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, like Jay-Z and what's that?
Dame
was like the face of Rockefeller, and they had the third nigga that
Biggs.
Nobody never seen really.
Right.
So that's
you just heard his name in all the raps.
Yeah. So that's kind of like you know.
So the
right
other
there.
Three niggas are Biggs.
But they play kind of
yeah,
right
but
there
no.
And Sean, but they still play a really big role.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely, absolutely.
I get what Bree is saying, but she also has to think about perspective. You feel me? So. Whereas the hooligan operates is that in our own world, it's different worlds in Detroit. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Works
yeah.
in a silo.
Absolutely.
In our own worlds, this is where us four remain prevalent in your guys' eyes. In the other worlds that other hooligans exist, that's where they remain prevalent in their worlds. And we work together to make sure that our worlds collaborate.
Are all 7 East Side niggas?
Pretty much all of us are East Side, but
that's
one of
discriminatory
us is from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, all right.
And that's the East Coast, though.
Yeah. y'all box out a whole country.
Nah. I mean, the thing about it is that each company has to operate from a starting point.
Hey, bro, I'm mad.
Not everybody has to be
seen. I'm mad. How a nigga from Philly get the hooligan stamp?
He was there for the
beginning.
He was the original.
He was there when the idea
came.
I don't want to hear it. None of that.
Was formed.
2009.
Where was you at in 2009?
My junior, I was taking an ACT.
Nope.
I was
underclassman.
Was speeding through the science section of the ACT, bro, in 2009, man.
In 2009, I was in 10th grade, but I was in belief.
I was in belief, too. Y'all can't prove that I wasn't. Like, I was in belief in 2009.
We was raised together.
Y'all two was?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people don't be knowing that.
Perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
All right, look, listen. I want to know if y'all have, early this year, the $50,000. Wasn't that this year?
Mm-hmm.
2019? Let's talk about the idea or the goal to go get this, if it was just a, like, let's just throw our name in hat and see what happens, or if y'all were diligently like, yo, we really got a chance at this, let's go get it. And what's the plan when you get it? What do you plan to do with this if you haven't started already? How was that whole process of hooligan life like when that happened?
I'm gonna start.
Yeah,
because you was turned. Because Tay, yes, like we like we already established.
New York, really?
I knew Tay already, right? New York. So Tay hit the timeline like, yo, I said this shit how long ago, and we got this bitch. and Brittany was retweeting it. Yeah. Brittany Brown, my homie, was retweeting it. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, niggas just landing on $50,000 grants just on some regular Eastside Detroit. Do you got a college degree? Do you got a college degree?
Never.
I know.
Nope.
You ain't graduate?
I left. That's
why only over. All college dropouts.
Damn, I thought you graduated. Nigga, did you do 3.5 years in Alien?
Yes.
See, that's some bullshit.
It was really just like 3.
Bro, go get a degree, dog.
I mean, you feel me?
Because you put in too much time.
I'm eventually going
to 3 years, bro?
But I got a lot of shit to figure out.
Nigga, we all do.
You feel me? I know.
I graduated with 2 kids. We all got shit to figure out. I don't want to hear that. We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
Talk about school.
Yeah, I hate school and I'm never going back. But to do 3 years and then walk away and don't know when you plan. You didn't even say like, bro, as soon as we get 60 grand just in
it
the
was
bank.
Just, it was just some life shit.
I feel you. Trust me. Like I said, I graduated with 2 kids. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't married yet.
Yeah.
So I was definitely still like testing the waters, finishing school. I went through a lot of like finishing school, right? But 3 years, when I got kicked out, I had only did 2 years. I wasn't even a junior yet when I got kicked out of school. Mm-hmm. So I did my 2 years and came back and finished with 2 kids on deck. I ended up coming home
for a minute, and then I just went out of town.
We're going to talk about it. 3 years is a lot of money and a lot of school, so we're going to talk about it. So the $50,000, get to that.
Okay. So back in 2016.
Oh, a while ago.
Was when we kind of understood that grant money was out there.
Absolutely.
I kind of.
Like scholarship money is out there.
Exactly.
Like, same shit.
For like real life shit.
Absolutely.
Outside of being for college, you feel me? I kind of only knew grants was for college at the time. I had to learn more, you feel me? So we found out that you can get grants for ideas, essentially.
Ideas,
you know what
community
I'm
service.
No matter what it is, so you can get grant money. So back in 2016, we started brainstorming this shit. We started like looking up grants and everything. Started understanding like it's literally like a $10 million pool.
So before this, nobody understands like the process of a grant.
Nobody.
No.
Yes and no.
Okay. What part of a grant did you know before doing this?
I knew that grants were free money from the government, and I know that grants also were something that schools use to give students for education.
Right, because even for me before college, I had to learn the difference between a loan and a grant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So pretty much y'all went into this with a pretty like, we got to figure out what the shit is.
Exactly.
Facts.
And then try to get it.
It started with wanting to give back.
To the city.
It's always.
Right.
It always starts with understanding that this is all a journey. And at some point, the place that you started from has to learn exactly what you learned.
So a large part of hooligan is philanthropy.
Generational
if
education
not,
and wealth.
Generational education and wealth. GEW? GEA, if you want to use the ant. I mean, somebody gonna make it work. Y'all might as well
Why
go get the money off of
such
it now.
A serious face.
The same way y'all flipped.
I make anything work.
Exactly. The same way y'all flipped hooligan into a positive, flip goo.
Listen.
It's about walking with
Hey, hold on. Face. Before we go any further, I need this on camera. Before. Listen. Once goo goes and the goo checks start coming out, I want y'all to remember where y'all heard goo first.
You want a percentage?
Nigga. We gonna talk about it. TG. Hooligan, goo, god damn it, because y'all already hold That's me on so being funny. A hooligan.
Oh, oh my god.
Never did.
You, so y'all never going to hear the end of this either.
You want a t-shirt?
Something. Shit. T-shirts, some draws. I need something, dog. Just say hooligan. Shit. We going to get y'all to wash hoodies, too. They on there.
We're going to talk about that later.
No, you for sure need a wash hoodie.
I love hoodies.
Me, too. Like, my mama asked if I was a hoodie king.
I love hoodies.
Me, with some hoodie. I don't even got a hoodie, but I do got on the crew.
I made a hoodie post today.
Mario saw me in a button up shirt and he was shocked. He was first of all, Mario was shocked that I have on jeans today and not sweatpants. Like normally I record in like windbreakers and sweatpants because I'd be from like the nipples up.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what. See,
that's so weird saying nipples for a man.
Chest. We don't have, we have
nipples. Is completely comfortable.
I feel like nipples. You just say chest, and I know it's nipples there, but I don't want you to be like.
Well, see,
nipples.
The thing is, if I say chest, up, you envision me a little below the nipples and up. There's some space I had to eliminate from that window.
Niggas is kind of saying shit like that.
It's regular.
We're like, oh my God.
Okay, so now that we on this topic.
You feel me? I'm like, you feel me? Okay. That's like mid-pack.
You feel me?
Mid-pack.
Are you the only female in Hooligan?
No, it's also Streety.
Streety?
Streety.
Streety. She's a makeup artist, okay, and she own her own cosmetic line. Breeches say, you feel
me? Streety.
We talk weird.
She owns her own makeup line. You born and raised in Detroit?
Who me? Eastside all day.
And talk weird? Die.
Huh? It's just like, you know, it just sound like this.
This
that
East Side shit. Why did I say it like that? Shout out to Chris Jeff in the building. CMJ Connections, East Side shit. Thank off the Two Cool Eastside. Productions Satin Jacket. Turtle, man, we got to talk, man. We going to make out. Bro, you're not too cool, bro.
My boy, Chris J.
I hate niggas. Niggas take credit for everything, bro. Like, so listen, what high school did you go to?
Huh?
Graduate
so,
from.
Listen, so check
whenever
this
niggas
out.
Say huh first. So,
get her.
So
whenever niggas say huh.
Check this out.
We only want the one you graduated from.
I have to tell the backstory.
Everybody got shit.
I have to
what
tell the backstory.
What do your diploma
listen,
say?
Tell your story. That shit don't count.
Listen. So, unfortunately, I couldn't go to Detroit Public Schools because I destroyed my teacher car. So I went to Roseville.
Wait a minute. Are you giving us the story or the story?
So I had to go to Roseville, and you know, I was like the token black girl, and plus I already sounded like this because I also had a fight because niggas said I sound like a white girl. I was like, bitch, I beat your ass.
So you fought niggas?
And niggas, yes, yeah, for money.
Well, you fought women. Whoa.
So
Bree was a warrior
all,
before she was
minute,
a hooligan.
Wait a minute. You completely breezed over, I messed up my teacher's car. You just jumped over that. So we're going to leave that where it is, right? We're going to leave the car, the vandalism in there.
Cute face.
But what we're not going to do is breeze over the fact that in high school you were fighting niggas and chicks. For money. That's got to fall under some slight child trafficking human labor law violation. That's got to be against some kind of law.
Listen, I'm from the red zone. Listen, it was either do this or do that. And
kill or
like
be
niggas,
killed.
The niggas that didn't stick up for themselves get their ass whooped.
By you.
At times.
Dog bro, girl. Yes or no? Like, you didn't, you got you lost a couple fights?
No. Well, I lost my first fight. I got jumped.
Oh, that don't count.
Yeah.
Did they hit you that hard?
Oh,
did you
I got
remember?
Kicked in my face back in like 2014.
That was recent.
Yeah. I kind of lost.
Here's my question. When you got kicked in the face, were you standing up or on the ground?
I was drunk as fuck.
Were you standing up or on the ground?
I said that word again. I was standing up. I'm talking about. I was.
Okay,
I
so here's
police.
The thing. Yeah.
I seen the police, and then I looked to my right, and I see.
Somebody kicked you in the face while you were standing up?
Yes.
Oh, you deserve to lose that fight.
Yeah.
Once Kevin Hart said, if I see a nigga kick me in the face, I mean, you just kind of got to run with that.
So it was like,
if you're on the ground, cool. If you watch a nigga foot leave the ground and make it to your face.
I was drunk, and I seen the cops, and then. Boom, I seen a shoe.
You drink tequila?
No, during that time, it was Jameson and Pickleback. Like, it was Pickleback.
I don't even know what a Pickleback is.
It's like,
that's some Roseville shit. You know what a Pickleback is?
And that's the reason why.
You know what Pickleback is?
I swear to God.
I know because I heard it.
Okay, so Tony don't know. You know, y'all know what Pickleback is? You went to U of M, so that doesn't count.
Jameson and chase it with pickle juice. Yeah. And eliminate the whole taste.
Wait a minute.
Of Jameson.
Okay, Brian. Wait a minute, Brian. You went from, I wrecked my teacher's car. To I fought niggas and chicks for money in high school to drinking pickle juice as a chaser to eliminate the flavor of Jameson. You're not worried about the flavor or the after effect of what pickle juice is going to do to your breath.
Listen, no, it was cool.
To who? Perspective.
Nope.
Roseville. goo.
Hey, but they put you on shit when you out there.
That's, mm-hmm. They do. They really do.
Did you graduate from Roseville?
Which is a different world.
I made it through. Cause I'm just joking.
What high school you graduated from, Tay?
University High School.
Okay. All right. Is University Prep still open?
I don't know.
Off Woodward. And what high school you go to?
Detroit School of Arts, DSA.
DSA. Age, you went to DSA too, didn't you?
What
year you graduate?
09.
What year did you graduate? 06. So y'all was there together?
Yeah.
Y'all know each other?
Yeah.
But from high school though?
Yeah.
Okay, and then y'all knew each other?
Who?
You and Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Then after that, we got U of D in the building, and Wolf went to 17 high schools in 4 years. Chris, why school? You went to U of D too? King. Okay, you and Lois. Yeah.
Quiet.
All right. Shit. Y'all be throwing me. Y'all bring. You got a lot of stories. So, 2016, y'all started looking up grants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
See, you forgot I did. Listen, bro. 16, we looking up grants. Nobody knows how grants work.
Yeah, basically, we chilling. You feel me? We chilling and we thinking of ideas. And we, essentially, in 2016, we came up with the name Leaders Amongst Leaders. And we decided, we understood, we was beginning to understand that we wanted to work with the youth in some type of way and help them understand entrepreneurship and business. You know what I'm saying? And that was in 2016. Fast forward to 2018. When did we apply for the grant? 2017 or 2018?
2018.
Last year is when somebody sent us a link for the grant.
What month was this when y'all applied? Do you remember? Like
Kumar Raj.
That is not a month.
Well, no. Shout out to Kumar.
For sending out the application.
Shout out, yeah.
Okay.
He introduced us to the program, and that's essentially what's opened up the interest, because we had discussed conversation with him prior about doing work with the youth, and he was like, well, maybe the skill would be a good opportunity for you to do that.
So between 16 and 18, did y'all lose, like, the grant focus kind of drop down on the priority list?
We was building the idea.
It's all about the process.
We found the opportunity.
So when the link hit, it was like, bet.
Yeah.
That's all we needed.
It wasn't all we needed. It was like, well, let's see what we can do. And then the process and the application of the grant wasn't an easy thing.
At all. That's what I was getting to.
And then that's when we brought on our friend Jermaine.
Another hooligan.
Yes, another hooligan. Like, so me.
After today, y'all got 8 hooligans. There's 8 hooligans after today.
So
it's hooligans, and then we got hooligan friends.
Bro, they just laughed me off.
I knew he was going
on my show. This is a different level of 2019 disrespect. Just,
oh my God.
I'm gonna let it slide though, because I'm in y'all house. I'm gonna let it slide. I'm hooligans and co.
Oh man. As soon as we get that dictionary.com plug.
Oh, y'all on some shit like that. Y'all
listen.
Did they hear that here first too? Okay, bet. That's 2 exclusives on the People Choice Podcast. I want y'all to know this.
We got 2 hooligan exclusives.
3 exclusives, because I'm the newest hooligan. That's 3 exclusives on one episode.
Always the goal has been to get the word hooligan into the dictionary.
Is that considered a word with no vowels? Do y'all know the definition of a word?
Yes.
Y'all looked it up?
What, of hooligan?
Huh?
Of a word.
I've never looked up the definition of a word.
Because can it be a word with no vowels?
A word with no vowels.
This is why my friends hate me, because I grammatically check everything. Like,
so that's cool though. But
yeah, I was just asking. I'm not
the
saying
only
it's
thing
not.
That
asking.
Requires a word to be in the dictionary.
Dang,
from my
I'm mad
because
I see all vowels everywhere.
Popular opinion.
Is that dictionary or urban dictionary?
I would use dictionary.com.
I feel you, because ain't made it into the dictionary when I was in elementary school. And
kindergarten
to third grade,
I'm
like, ain't is not a word. For sure. I'm not mad. I was curious, too, if a word had to have a vowel in it.
That's kind of
crazy. Because without a vowel, does it turn into an acronym or an abbreviation or, you know what I'm saying? It don't have to have a vowel?
This is the longest definition I've ever seen in my life.
Of course, the word has a deep ass definition.
You feel me? So we're gonna run with it, and we're gonna go for the hooligan being in the
Zach, make sure we put the definition of word on this episode on the screen.
You gotta have a distinct meaning.
At the end though. At the end.
But is it gonna count if hooligan is already a word with the, like, y'all gotta really, like,
not the way we got it.
Words right. Right. I'm asking.
I mean that's only the sound of it.
Do y'all think I'm gonna come and shit on y'all and I'm the newest hooligan?
I can't shit on me. You breaking up new doors of perspection. You feel me?
Put that in the dictionary too. Perspection.
But
good new one.
Throw that in there too.
And it's something that's been newly discussed over air, nonetheless, though.
Absolutely. I'm all for the trial and error. Trust me.
And also, it's an opportunity that presented itself, and with anything being possible, it's going to happen.
Look, listen.
You just heard it here first.
Bro, how many, Chris, are you counting exclusives on the People's Choice podcast, episode 39? I know Mario is. I ain't got to ask him. I got to ask you.
As he sipped his whiskey. Is that whiskey?
Yeah, because only Ace Clubs remember everything that's said in the room.
I feel you. I love you. I swear.
Listen. So, all right, hold on. Let me time out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are enjoying the People's Choice podcast.
Turn up.
TGTheHost.com. TGTheHost.com. The latest YouTube episode is front page. You can shop for the watch hoodies as long as they're available. All my social media is on there. We on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Anything you need is on the website, man. Fuck with me on social media. Spelled the exact same. TGTheHost. No period, no underscore, no space. It's just me. The Hooligan. First of all, y'all got like 18 different social media pages.
Follow Tiny Hooligan, wait a guys. Bro,
these niggas got a newborn section. Honestly. The Hooligan. TheWhlgn. That's Instagram and Twitter. We're going to start there first. We'll do all the individuals later. Listen, also, blurredvision.us, black-owned Michigan State grad. Go shop right now. Use my code TG10, 10% off on the way out, man.
Shop now.
Shop right now. Blurredvision.us. And when you check out, make sure you put in TG10 for a discount on the way out.
TG10.
Yes. But buy black, man. Even, damn, we're going to get to that, too.
Half off.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got more pull on the Hooligan prices than Blur Vision prices.
That's what we all love. But we're going to get into that later. All right,
yeah, we're going to get into that later. So, 2019 hits. And is we waiting on Grant news.
Yes. So, essentially, the opportunity meets preparation. You feel me? Or preparation meets.
You're trying to make me cry. That's what don't make me cry today.
And essentially, we understand that we have this idea, but we got to figure out how we want to structure it.
And this is 2018. Bro, we already in night. We skipped. When was the banquet when y'all found out y'all won?
2019.
What month?
February.
Early. Yeah. So yeah, y'all had already applied, right?
We applied. We never told you the month. So the month we applied and the month we got the opportunity, it was like last August, I want to say.
Yeah.
And we applied in October.
We got to skip the whole grant process. That's a long process that most of these listeners not going to care or understand.
Hey, but they got to know, though. You feel?
It's a process.
Some people got to know.
But I mean, it was only two processes, though. It was a grant process and then it was a prototyping phase.
How steep were the criteria requirements for this grant?
It wasn't necessarily.
What kind of requirements?
Steep. It was more of like the ideal.
Yeah.
And then a lot creating of requirements, your right? budget of $5,000. What you gonna do with the $5,000?
Wait, did y'all get 50 or 5?
Well, for the prototype, it was $5,000. Okay. So that helped us like move our program, like and like make seed it. Money. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
So like we was pitching the prototype for the $50,000. Everybody that was a part of the grant. So they gave us $5,000 within like December, and we had like 12 weeks to push our program. So, and like, December, and document it too. To
December
show.
18,
yes.
Yeah.
12 weeks.
And essentially, 600.
Something like,
4 months, 3 months. The thing about this grant was that you didn't have to be a nonprofit to apply.
So, do y'all have an official nonprofit?
No, we don't.
Okay.
What we have is an L3C.
Okay.
And that allows us to operate as a low profit.
Got you.
Nonprofit.
Got you.
Things people need to know.
Oh, no, for sure. So. Now, I do agree with that, and I'm sorry because even when I started my shit, it was like trademark, copyright, LLC, PLLC for certain people. Like a lot of people who are in law school or plan on going to law school, right?
Having an attorney and a CPA. Attorney. In your back pocket.
Yeah, like those kind of things. Yeah, CPA, money. When do you get a manager? Mm-hmm. When do you get PR? Like when is that shit necessary?
Things
all those things. Absolutely.
Cats need to know. Share it.
We're gonna break down. We're gonna do a whole forum on this shit.
Yeah.
We just this is another exclusive right now.
But yeah, so after that, the prototype and pitching it, boom.
So I applied for $5,000.
Yeah,
got that.
No, it, so essentially, we apply for 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
650 teams, 650 teams in Michigan apply for this grant.
Sheesh.
And 20 teams make it to the semifinals, which we were one of the 20. And the 20 teams essentially created, they figured out a prototyping phase. We're working with their youth, whether it's male or female, and over the 12 weeks, you know what I'm saying, pretty much just work with the youth.
So the prototype is a community service project or organization?
Organization prototyping phase.
And like, what the organization is going to do, how exactly. they going
to
do it.
So like, kind
of
like,
do with the money.
Smaller scale of what you think you want to do with your program.
Okay.
Geared towards inner city kids of color, boys and girls.
And exactly. 650 organizations in this state alone.
Applied.
Yeah, applied. And 20 got through and 6 won a 50,000.
Okay, so y'all weren't the only ones that got this money.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's good. So do y'all know how many of the 650 were Detroit-based?
All of them.
Yeah. All 650?
I'm thinking it was only Detroit.
Oh, you talk about six. Oh, the six.
I don't think it was.
So the whole thing was Detroit only?
I think it was only Detroit.
Yeah,
and not the whole state. Because I'm thinking like Benton Harbor got some inner city.
Yeah, you feel me?
Because it was like,
you got like Flint, Saginaw got inner city. Lansing got
like,
inner city.
I feel like it was only Detroit because we had meetings frequently. And
then y'all were downtown. Y'all were physically there.
It's down. You know what I'm saying? It's downtown. Okay. So if somebody in Flint, they would have to come
road trip
every time for that meeting.
For $50,000, I would drive down every time.
But people have partners in other cities.
Yeah.
That might be.
Yeah.
And plus a lot of people, because a lot of these programs also travel. So, like, throughout Michigan. So, that's another thing.
And y'all plan on your organization staying in the limits of the city? Detroit only?
Absolutely.
The idea and thought expand. Is obviously rooted in Detroit, but everything that we do is global.
Okay.
So we always going to be expanding the ideal around the world.
So when y'all got this 50,000, y'all were at a banquet presentation dinner?
At the Detroit Science Center.
Yep. Okay.
Or is it Michigan Science Center?
Michigan
Science Center.
They changed
it? Yes,
Michigan Science Center.
Oh, this is some new shit.
Yeah, so... Everybody had, like, yeah, so that's when it was like.
Yeah, oh. I don't know when that happened. When did they change the name?
I don't know, but it's
shit. I love that place.
It's beautiful.
I love it, and we got to show it more respect.
The Science Center is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I probably went on a total of, like, 6 field trips to the Science Center, bro.
With a little bit more money, we could probably have holographic shit and 3D stuff. You feel me?
But ain't that what the hooligan is here for?
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm pitching it in this little promo slide advertisement in the midst of this conversation.
Hashtag ad. I think I'm charging people for this episode.
You about to charge the hooligan tee.
You and we
definitely
we
need 50%.
Woo! You are the business person.
Yeah,
marketing too.
You that pause between 50% was planned. That was a strategic ass pause.
That I couldn't her decide.
Yeah, bro, I couldn't even get my joke off before she I'm mad because she beat me.
It was loading.
Shit.
That's why she's here.
Listen.
Chamber is never empty. Listen.
Still bumper.
50,000. Good Jeep. So y'all at the dinner. And of the six, all 6 people were announced this night.
Mm-hmm.
What was the moment like for y'all? Did all 3 of y'all go?
It was
all 7
plus
of y'all
our
went?
Leaders. Like, they was all there.
So everybody how many of there. The hooligan was at this night?
I think everybody.
So all 7 people were?
Ryanair wasn't.
And
was,
I wasn't either. Y'all didn't. I wasn't there. So
he wasn't.
Yeah.
My bad.
I had kids. No, I don't worry about that. You know. Yeah, no, yeah. I had got the iMessage was off. I was in a warehouse or some shit.
You got the group chat on silent.
Signal was bad.
No, it's cool. The message just popped
you
up.
Got
I just
don't
got
do
it.
Not disturb.
No, I just got the message.
Damn.
In April. I can't believe niggas thought.
It'd be your own niggas.
Your own.
But we still love you, though. You feel me?
You know that.
Let's see if y'all say that when it
all our hooligans can't always be where we at the same time.
Nah, that's some bullshit.
Teamwork make the dream.
I don't like that. I don't
oh
like that.
God.
That's how we keep this I don't like that. Solitude.
Championships ain't won with niggas at home, bro. Everybody on the roster be there.
What time like is it right now?
You feel me? Well, how many? First of all, the watch is on the left wrist the first time.
Listen.
Right. You a rapper? You got 2 watches?
You feel no me watches? Real Eastside shit.
The girl is switching wrists. She's switching wrists.
Rolly in and forget.
Don't feel bad. The battery in my watch is dead, so it's just here for the aesthetic.
Oh, my God.
It's also a reminder like TG, bro. How many times are you going to look at a dead watch? Take your shit, get it fixed. What was the moment like for y'all when they said y'all name? Y'all got that bag.
It was very exciting for me.
Yeah. It was like,
they
for me.
Jumped up. I didn't.
I was like.
bro, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You got this super duper, like, nothing phases me. this the most unbothered nigga I've ever been around. Like, I know some unbothered women for sure. Like, my daughter is the most, unbothered person nigga. In the world. Like, I've never seen a man this unbothered. Would y'all agree that to a degree Tony is the face of hooligan?
Definitely.
Right. So for a nigga to be in a smaller scale, like the LeBron James of a Nike brand, for you to be so like, yeah, it happened. You sitting at a table in a room with 20 organizations. Did y'all know only 6 was going to get the bread?
Yeah.
So you know you got to make the cut on a list of 6 of 20, originally 650, and they announce y'all name, and you like, hey, man, y'all kind of loud right now. Relax.
We were the 15th call.
And so that was my first question. What number were y'all in the list? Fifth? So y'all niggas almost.
Was it 5th or 4th?
5th, I think.
Y'all thought y'all weren't going to get it.
I had no doubts.
I knew we was going to get
until
it.
Until they
I didn't know what order.
No, I don't want to hear none of that. Y'all got it now, so it's easy to say I knew we was getting it. I knew
anything was possible until they mentioned our name.
Okay.
That's a good way of saying it. Okay.
Because, I mean,
there wasn't level of shock for you.
The thing, that's why I sat there, you feel me? Because the thing about it is that I've been at tables and conversations where $50,000 is niggas' budget
money. Play money, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And $50,000 for us was kind of like, damn, this is a good step for us to get somewhere in our mode of action towards changing some shit. You feel
right.
Me? And that's what I understood. But for me to, like, jump up in excitement, it was kind of like,
you couldn't
we
really
not
do
there
it.
Yet. You right, feel me? Right, but right. I understand this is a good starting point for us. Because even without the money and shit, we would have did this shit regardless. You feel
facts.
Me? Like the two leaders that we have and shit, we're in constant communication. They just did measurements on Friday and shit for suits, which they're going to be in the mayor's office.
Everybody got tailored on Friday? Huh.
Just
Taylor,
the boys.
Our boy E. Everett.
Wait,
go
wait,
to
wait,
Mac.
Wait, hold
Taylor
on,
made
hold
take.
Hold on.
We got to do that plug. Hold on. All this ad money, you go.
Y'all said all the dudes and hooligan got tailored on Friday for suits.
No, just
the youth leaders. Just the youth leaders.
I got to figure out. What
you're like, damn, I wasn't there.
I got to figure out what category I'm in. I don't.
You in Lansing too, dog?
Right. So I'm a whole new branch of hooligan.
Yeah, bring the fam down. You feel me?
Man, listen.
Yo, one thing also. Shout out to our hooligan friends that helped us like push this program.
I'm hooligan and Cole.
Listen. We can bring our youth leaders on the program.
Hooligan Friends
show,
is the youth
show.
Leaders?
Huh?
Is
like,
Hooligan
with,
Friends
with
the youth
our,
leaders?
With our youth leaders. Like,
wait, so what's Hooligan Friends?
You.
Ain't this a bitch? This is twice in like 5 minutes that she shitted on me.
Oh, shit.
I'm about to turn your mic off. She about to be talking the whole show and nobody's going to hear her.
Okay.
Let me just... You can't do nothing because I can fight.
I heard.
And Bria, wild card.
And what's crazy is I don't know if niggas already got a pot started on her, so I got to chill.
Man. She fuck around, pick up the bread.
Yeah. She don't fight if the bread ain't on the table. Shit! All right, listen. Y'all got the 50,000, right? Now that, I mean, I ain't going to ask like if y'all got it and where is it and what's y'all bank account number and shit, but...
Remember, it's the bigger picture in everything we do. So,
well, and that's what I want to get to. Yeah. So, the 50,000. Well, if we take away numbers, are we going to take all of this money and go right to the city, or what portion of it is like invest, flip, re-up, bring it back bigger, and do something bigger/different? Or are we going to take this whole gift and get right to the city and be like, start this up, get this together, get them some backpacks, get them some computers at school? What's the goal,
our
big picture wise?
Our main goal is to get a facility to incubate the creative.
A hooligan facility.
A hooligan facility.
Okay.
A hooligan
partner
facility that houses
with Sidney James.
Leaders amongst leaders and partners with Sidney James. So it's intergenerational collaboration and also purchasing property within the city of Detroit and then using that property to house everything creative, craft-wise, that we do and co-work with the youth and the community.
We got to connect y'all with Ralph Wright.
Oh, we already knew Ralph. He got two businesses.
He should have. He still say he was coming today. You was just with him.
He was coming. He might have some shit to do.
Shout out to Taylor again. Tony, the Taylor who Tate. Did y'all suits.
E, shout out to our nigga E.
Taylor made Tate on Instagram.
Now, and so y'all touching a lot of stuff, man. Y'all roll.
This just the tip of the iceberg. Honestly, bro. We've been doing this shit for like 10 years.
There's so much stuff I did.
Stories with this. It's shit like Inception.
Hey, yo. Mm-hmm. Tell me tell me about New York. Did you go to New York?
Huh? I was like partially living there.
I'm talking about when they just went.
Huh? Oh, when they just went? No. Okay.
So how? So all right, hold on, backtrack. Because you lived in New York.
Partially, yeah. Because I was flying, you know, I was
traveling. Excuse me, nigga. Shit.
I was jumping the stakes.
Big contractions, Lou. Freaking flyer miles on deck,
nigga. This is what I do every day.
How long were you doing in New York?
So like it was random. So I probably spent a week there, a weekend in Detroit, or a weekend in New York, a week in Detroit, or go to different states. So.
The address that you send your mail to is where?
Africa. Because I've been there.
I know your mailbox is exploding right now. Huh. Your mailbox is exploding right now.
I got one in London, too.
Niggas got P.O. boxes.
You know, you're playing Uno, and you get that one card that's like green, red, blue, and yellow.
That's called the wild card.
That's Bree.
Why did you explain that like that?
Because you just picked it up, my nigga.
I think it's the Uno card that's all the colors. But it's black. Have y'all played Uno Flip?
No.
Woo! Y'all gotta play Uno Flip. Uno Flip hard. Uno Flip. So on one side is regular Uno. This other side got like this like highlighter type shit colors. But pretty much you play regular Uno until somebody plays a flip card. Mm-hmm. And then your hand flips over and then the deck flips over.
And it kind of like inverts it.
And you just keep playing.
Perception like and perspective.
It's like the upside
down. So everybody got a whole new hand. Or
whole new hand.
You got a whole new
hand.
No,
everybody has a whole new hand. But what's the fucked up part about it is like I'll play, right?
Oh,
so
wow.
I'll see both sides. I'm like, all right, when we get to this side, it's going to be hard. Mm. But you will play the other side. But while you playing the
Do
other side.
Do people see the
you
cards?
You losing cards.
People see it, but you're not paying attention to that.
You, wow, because you paying attention to
exactly.
Oh my
so
god!
So then you'd be like, "Yo,"
I'm about to order it.
Then you'd be like, "No, that's go to crazy. You gotta order it's at the crazy. Store." So but watch this. Then you'd be like, "Bro, store? When we get back to the other side, I'm fucking niggas up." But you flip it over, and all your good cards is gone because you've been playing. So it's not like a yellow two and then an inverted two. It's like a yellow two and then like an inverted draw five. Like
I can definitely find a way to cheat in that
bro,
game.
Bro, them bitches at Target, dog. Like damn, we grabbed that bitch, bro.
Because it's so easy.
No, it's listen, if you learn how to cheat in that game smart. Early.
I'm so smart. It's crazy.
I mean, nobody here can refute that, though, because you fight niggas for money.
Yes. But I definitely find a way to cheat in that game.
If you learn how to cheat in that game early, let me know.
I will.
It's definitely going to take some time.
No, first time. Oh. First.
No, the game is hard. I got it at my house. Next time you at my house, Wolf.
I can cheat on
that.
I cheat
it's
on everything.
T-Bomb. Relax. Wolf's hot take.
Fully noted.
I cheat on everything. Wolf's hot take. I cheat on everything.
He's like, y'all trying to play spades? Hey, bomb my teammate.
You feel me? I cheat on everything. It's Wolf's hot take. This recent New York trip, y'all two went.
Yes.
And you painted nip. Mm-hmm. What was that like? How did this happen?
It was a hit home, obviously, because I was painting Nip, but Nip was also a respected artist in one of my categories of top favorites, and it was also his music that transitioned me into wanting to do things in a different way and have a different mindset towards what it is that I am passionate about. But also, the mural was requested by my brother and homie, Johnny Shipes, who was the first to find him on a Cinematic Music label. And
first to find Nip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Nip was signed to Cinematic. Shipes was managing him and shit. Then
years ago.
Yeah, years.
Because Nip.
And Nip type you know, on his own.
Type of nigga on all the masters to his tapes.
Exactly.
So nobody is getting bread off him these days. So.
You mean?
He called you and say, do this. Does he say do it in New York? Or is he like, do this, but I want you to come to New York and do it?
Well, Cinematic has the hub and he asked me to do it there.
Okay. When that happened, is this something that you would be like, yo, did you plan on doing like a Nip tribute painting picture, anything?
I always wanted to work with Nip in a music aspect as far as like art direction. Like maybe I get to do his album or some shit because I met his photographer, Jorge Benici. Shout out to him. Like years ago, in like 2009, actually. But
2009 was a heavy year.
Heavy year. It was a lot of change and shit. Probably year.
What year you graduated high school?
2009.
Okay.
That's when a lot of dreams was possible and shit. Niggas was just turning 18.
You go to New York. How long does it take you to finish the picture, the portrait, the mural?
I think we did it in 2 days.
Essentially, a day and a half. Really, one day. Because we were supposed to do it. We got there Tuesday morning. And he was going to start it that night, but it rained, so couldn't set up shop. So we started it essentially Wednesday night, but he only did the outline. You know what I'm saying? And then we came back Thursday, and he knocked it out.
And from what I saw, did y'all paint over a different picture?
No.
Because was it like a garage door or something?
What's crazy is that for the last 2 years, and a couple of years,
life.
I've been painting the homies that's been recently deceased. Shout out to Steve. Shout out to Nip. Shout out to Junior. I didn't pay him yet, though.
Wait, who?
Junior.
And Steve?
Steve's.
Steve. Oh, Steve. Okay. Steve's. Okay, okay.
That was my first mural on a wall using spray paint. But
you can see that live, like water video. Joey Badass.
Yeah.
Dang, that whole video.
Mario did mention that.
That was deep. That was so deep.
Following Tony, that's crazy.
But the mural I painted on was the Cousin Ty mural that we did actually a year ago around the same time, which is kind of steep.
So this was just an emotional trip altogether.
Yeah.
Because, and we talked about on the last episode of Raph Wright that what Nip did for our generation, for our peer group, for our genre, for us was heavy.
Facts.
Very heavy.
And the crazy thing about it, too, the one thing our program was almost inspired by Nipsey program in California.
Okay. Vector 90.
This nigga, Tony, in all our little Trello boards, Vector 90. Check this out. Look crazy. At this. Literally, it's crazy.
Yeah. Did you cry?
No, I had that moment, chick.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you an unbothered nigga. So.
That's how unbothered shit
got
me.
Cuz got the message and he was like, damn.
You know, shout out to the female population.
We did the painting in New York. Y'all did about a day and a half. Doing that. So first of all, cause you've done a few wall portraits, murals downtown too. Midtown, downtown.
Not specifically portrait murals, but murals of my own.
Your art, this type stuff.
Precisely.
And you got a name for this?
Tony.
That's it?
Yeah,
What inspired that? How did that happen?
I think you're talking about this piece.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah. Oh. No. I mean, like, this style.
That's some veins. That was so vain. I was like, Tony.
I'm like,
everybody's fucked up about that. I'm like, no. Maybe. No. Y'all not picking it up. Nope.
I'm like, damn, maybe Tony.
That ain't it. Nope.
Thought it was his mama name or something. Your little baby sister named Tony or something. No, this style.
This style was influenced by my passion for understanding our history and my passion for science.
Because I'm also looking at this tattoo on your hand.
Yeah, exactly. That's the world.
Is that Pangea?
It's actually not Pangea. It's the Dymacian map by Buckminster Fuller.
Okay.
It's basically the world viewed as one island and shit.
So not Pangea.
Nah, Pangea is when all the continents connect.
Correct. Like, oh, you do got an island over here, a little baby Australia.
It's
down
like
here
the
chilling.
Top right here and shit. Okay. And everything expands down.
Okay.
Shit.
And what's this 13?
Born Friday the 13th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, shit's deep over here.
You can start seeing 13s
everywhere.
I am?
Yeah.
I will get the fuck on.
Listen, we have like some of our best 13, parties Friday the 13th, day. Too. Boy,
Lante will probably show you a video after this. Crazy.
Please don't.
It's beautiful.
Don't show me no. To my wife and my children, I would not be watching any videos.
She
after
can come
this.
Too. The kids can come.
Whoa! Yeah,
no, seriously, it's literally
we
just
have
a
fire
whole
dancers
net.
And eaters. And
yeah, it's,
you ain't seen that video.
It's a whole community party.
Fire dancers.
Yeah,
like the people swallow the fire and shit.
Yeah.
Y'all just order them bitches from the resorts.
But the thing about it is, our planning.
Fire dancers is only on resorts on vacation. Y'all just got them bitches at the party.
So yes, just bro. As unorthodox as Friday the 13th is to holidays, is how unorthodox we run it. So we operate as a cabaret style, but each time we do something different, whether it's a bonfire, we got fire eaters, fucking a warehouse party, fucking firehouse party or art show.
A block party.
Or a block party. You feel me?
I had all this shit with no host.
Nigga with a dog on. What was it? A 3D, what was that thing?
Yeah, photo.
Yeah, 3D photo booth. 3D
photo booths, holograms, no host. That's crazy. And I'm supposed to be
cool. Shout out to JC Yano. You feel me?
You can come next time.
Brianne, I don't, you know what? Your audio might not make this episode.
I'm like the Suge Knight.
You something for sure.
Of art.
Of this. Yeah. Producer all in the videos. It's a nigga upstairs that is.
Who's that?
I don't know, but he dancing like that. Like, what that? I hear. I
gotta be Bria.
Look.
Bria here?
We about to get up out of here.
Stink would be running around.
I need everybody to. Hooligan, thank you.
We don't know.
Bria. Tay,
nigga Vaughn just let a random bitch in our crib. Keep that on record. We gonna find out what that is.
I'm like,
and we can't keep it on record if we don't make it out this bitch.
She walking around hard as hell.
Walking around mad. Y'all ain't got no groceries upstairs or something? All right, well, we figure this out. Wow.
Did you see
that? Don't say that. That's cool.
We gonna figure this out.
Okay.
Listen. Wolf, be quiet. God damn. Y'all know Wolf gave up Hennessy for Lent.
Regular
Hennessy.
I'm
going to
be SOP.
Hey, we about to get out of here. Brianne, Uncle Tay, Uncle Hooligan, Tony is in the building. Shout out to A. Will, Chris Jeff is in the building, Magellan & Co., Casper Management. I am TG, the host. This is the People's Choice Podcast, more entertainment. At this point, we got to do like a part two of something, a music video, a live show, a block party, something.
Can we do a music video? Diddy style? All coming out the house. Can I direct it?
Yeah, you're okay, the content developer.
It could be like an SNL.
We're about to do the video right now. Look, tgthehost.com. Dude, does the Hooligan have a website?
Working on it, but we all got individual websites, and you can really just find us on Instagram.
Yeah, we're going to do everything.
You can really just Google us.
God damn.
Google me, too.
There we go. Thank
Google
you.
Us.
Google us.
Google us. Shout out to the east side. Shout out to the other side of Woolworth. Shout out to the wine glass. Shout out for letting us come in your crib. We about to get up out of here. We're going to see y'all later. It's People's Choice Podcast. TV,
be
your
blessed.
Host.
That's a concept.
Be productive.
I just
be impactful.
We out of here.